97 on the Box. It is the Mad Hatter
Morning Show.
Talking this morning about Mary J. Blige. She was in the magazine called Stella, and she revealed that her relationship works because it's all female friends for her and all guy friends for her guy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no mixing of, you know, going out and, you know, you go out with this guy and I'll go out with this, you know.
This girl.
Yeah. So I mean, she says it works for her. Rob G, you kind of disagreed with it.
I'm not cool with the handcuff and the limitation. My belief is this. When you marry somebody, or even if, I mean, dating for someone for so long, you know, there's a certain level of trust that you should have with them and understand that they're going to respect the relationship. So I would not specifically tell my wife, no, you can't have that friend. I just believe my wife is going to do the right thing. So that's why I don't even worry about it.
Hopefully it's understood that she won't go out with another guy thinking that it's okay.
Right.
Okay. It's understood.
It's about respecting the relationship. It's about respecting the relationship at all times.
Okay.
And so long, you know, so even if she wanted to, as long as it was respecting the relationship, you know, then that's cool too.
So she can go a couple of days, just not every week. She can go like maybe once a week to Del Frisco with Frank.
Yeah, what if it's like a lunch thing? Hey,
I'm gonna go with Frank Longlink.
And see, it's all understood because in your mind you saying they won't do it. Bye, ha. Come home. Hey, Robbie.
I was with Frank Longlink.
I want you to meet Frank. And he come in and he look like Boris Kojo. You look like God.
Now, if they got a friend, you would have met him by, you know.
This is
a friend.
Nah, you would have met him at some point, right?
No, not if he live in New York.
Because here's the thing. How did she meet him?
She met him back in school. It was an old college homie.
Old Frankie.
And like old boy Tank said in the movie, he just back in town and want to catch up for a moment.
Now we're talking about Frankie.
Trinette, you say what? Go ahead.
I don't believe that men should be friends with the opposite sex because most likely either the female is trying to sleep with them or they're trying to sleep with the female.
Don't tell Rob that.
No, that's honestly true. That's honestly true.
Rob is sweating in here now.
You might have some females that are honestly going to be a good friend. But if the girlfriend does something wrong, that's the prime opportunity for them to move in.
Cause what they think in their head, they think, you know, I ain't gonna mess with him, but if the right day came, I give him this stuff. And
then
as soon as you have an argument, girl, leave me alone.
Yes, that's it.
And you be over there talking to her, yeah, man, baby girl be tripping and stuff. And she be like, oh, baby, and she rub your hair. Next thing
that's
you know, you in that marination. Yeah, indeed.
And a dude should not need a best friend. Your girlfriend should be your best friend. Y'all should be able to talk about everything.
There it is.
I agree with that part right there. But you gonna tell me you can't have no friends? Come on now.
Yeah, friends you see at work, you say hi and bye.
Well, no, your girlfriend should be able to be friends too. She should know everything that's going on. If you hide and say, oh, that's my friend, I don't know, you know, don't go through my phone, all that. No. You cheating, you lying. Nope.
Audio proof.
Thank you, lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it.
Man, I've been married 15 years. Rob G crazy as hell. I wish my wife would come on with that shit. I got a phone. I just called just to dedicate a song to Rob G. Maybe I deserve.
Oh man, come on.
I'm gone. Have a good day, Joe.
Man, don't be mad at me because you don't trust your wife, dog.
I trust mine.
No, you don't.
I trust mine to the fullest, but Rob G.
All right, then let me go out with it then.
My wife ain't going out with nobody. Nobody.
Take your insecure ass on, pimp.
It's just straight up, Rob, you know. Hey, like the woman said before, that's the day that they're going to take that time and say, let me be that shoulder to cry on when you did something that you know that you shouldn't have done. Ain't nobody crying on nobody else's shoulder. Hey, have a good one. Rob G, maybe I deserve.
What's up, Tiffany? What you think?
I mean, that I agree with Rob G. Like, opposite sex can be friends.
Are you married right now, Tiffany?
Yes, I am.
How long have you been married for?
3.5 years.
So if your husband comes home and is like, hey, baby, I got this dinner date. One of my old college girlfriends is in town. I'm going to go hang out. You be cool with that?
Yeah, if I can come with him.
No, you can't come with him.
You working, Tiffany? You at work.
He got a dinner with Lucy Luce.
Well, if I know her, I should have met her. And all this time, I should have either met her or know something about her.
You
all
saw on Facebook.
Nah, that ain't good enough.
Oh, he can't go to dinner with Lucy Luce.
I have a male friend that I met, like, when I was 18. I'm 30. My husband knows all about him. He had a birthday party, and me and, like, some of my friends that I knew back then that also my friend knows, we, like, went and turned up with him. My husband didn't have a problem with it. But, but I mean, I think once you get married, you can't just, like, X out all the friends you've ever had just because they're opposite sex.